We went to California. And it was on like three different fault lines.
This is Miles Coker. He studies environmental soil science at Utah State University and is a member of the soil judging team. Yes, there are teams that judge soil. And to be competitive, Miles has to be able to identify the difference between soils here in Utah and those, for example, in California.
Their soil looked like Oreos. Ours does not look like an Oreo. Like, it was black, white, black. Ours is just like gray or white or brown.
Soil profiles differ depending on where you are. Coker grew up in Colorado, but has become very familiar with the history of the local soil.
Cache Valley is super unique because 15 to 17,000 to 21,000 years ago, we were underwater, right, with Pleistocene Pluvial Lake Bonneville. So there's a lot of different parent materials. The land was under a lot of change. The school is on a landform that's 300 feet underwater, like 17,000 years ago. So if you like dig into the soil, you see that. You see a bunch of redox. You see a bunch of color changes. It's pretty unique.
Teams from different states spent the day analyzing soil profiles. The goal, classify soil into proper land use and be able to explain to the judge where the materials came from, how old the different colored layers are, and how the soil has changed over time. Coker says as a soil science student, he is always being asked to describe the difference between soil and dirt.
Dirt is something that is unwanted. So like soil on your shoes in your house, that's dirt. Soil is just a useful thing that can be turned into dirt.
By placing third in the regional competition, USU has qualified to sample and identify soil at the upcoming National Soil Judging event. Coker placed sixth overall. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.